Hi, thank you for calling the Debo Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person on the line?
Her name is Dominique Banks, and her phone number is 404-784-0588.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay, hi, Dominique. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Dominique, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera settlement?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course. And had you had an attorney assist you or sign any other paperwork?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You see, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am a resident of the United States.
Okay, beautiful. Now, Dominique, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Brain. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on August 23rd of 2014.
Okay, so I got August 23rd of 2014. And then what was your date of birth?
My birthday is March 6, 1988.
Perfect. March 6, 1988. And then, Dominique, do you know anyone else that used Debo Provera was affected by it?
Yeah, but I haven't really talked to them. I just kind of know that they, like a few of my friends, at the same time, we were kind of all on Debo. That was like the birth control to take at the time.
I see. Okay. No worries. And again, it was Debo Provera that you were taking, right? Or was it another generic version of it?
No, it was Debo Provera.
Okay. And again, you used it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes. I think I had like 11 when I calculated them. I think it was 11.
Okay. Do you know when you started using it? Maybe the year?
I started in 2011.
Okay. And then when did you stop?
And then my last injection was July of 2014.
Okay.
That's when
you started
like real night.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Okay, so I have that you started in 2011 and then you stopped in July of 2014. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, Dominique?
I'm a female.
Perfect. Thank you so much. First name, would that be Dominique?
No, it's
Dominique. Okay. D-O-M as in mom, I-N as in Nancy, I-Q-U-E.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. And how about your last name?
Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
B-A-N-K-S. Perfect. And but Dominique, did you have a middle name?
Elise. E as in egg. L as in Larry, I as in igloo, S as in Sam, E as in egg.
Perfect. And then what about your social?
It's area code. I mean, not area code. Sorry. It's 083-744-2245.
Okay. Not sure I got that right. I have 083-744-2245. Is that right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And then what about the best, email address?
My email address is D as in dog, E as in egg, Banks, like my last name.
Okay.
88@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So again, that's D as in dog, E as in egg, Banks. Last name 88@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then again, best phone number is at 404-784-0588.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Ma'am.
Perfect. And what about the best address?
It's 115 Cooper Avenue, and that 8 Mile, Alabama, 36613.
Okay. Let's see. So I have 115 Cooper Avenue. Let's see. That's 8 Mile, Alabama, 36613.
Correct.
Okay. The city is populating as Pritchard. Is it 8 Mile or is it Pritchard?
You can use either or.
Okay. Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or yourself?
My doctor.
Okay.
I had to go to the doctor.
I see. And you said it was about 11 times?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the Depo?
It was my family's physician.
Okay.
Her name is Dr. Ash Davis.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Her name is Dr. Ashley Davis.
Okay. Let's see here, Dr. Ashley Davis. Okay, she's out there in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like I did find her out there. Okay. And what clinic was it at, or what facility?
It was at Airport Boulevard, 9971.
Let's see.
Yeah, it was just USA. It's a primary care center. Yeah, I think it's Snow Road Primary Care Center. I think that's what it's called.
Okay. Oh, I did find it. Okay, it says USA Health Snow Road Primary Care, and then, like you said, that's 9971 Airport Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's it.
Perfect. Okay, now I'm just transferring some of their information onto here. Do you know if you were diagnosed via CT scan or MRI scan?
I had a CT scan, a CAT scan.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes. Hold on. Let me pull it up. It was Dr. Charles Mark.
Okay, Dr. Charles, what was the last name?
Markle, Markle.
Okay. Dr. Charles Markle, perfect. It looks like he's a neurologist out there in Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, and he was the one that diagnosed you, correct?
Yes, off of Spring Hill.
Okay. Okay, again, just transferring some other information. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and before you were diagnosed with the meningioma, did you ever receive any cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
It was a few different treatments. I had to do a surgery. The initial surgery was when they did the biopsy. And then I had to do chemo, radiation, and then they gave me some different medicine.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear that. Remind me, where was it that you were treated?
I was treated at Providence Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Providence Hospital is where the initial surgery and stuff happened. And then on the CAT scan, and then Dr. Markle saw me at the hospital and at his office on Spring Hill as well.
Okay, okay. So for the treatment location, it would have been that USA Health Providence Hospital in Mobile, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay.
Airport Boulevard.
Perfect. Just making sure I have the correct one on here. And that was the same location where you were diagnosed?
What'd you say?
Was that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you said, what was the doctor's name that that treated you? Was that Charles Markle as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I know the questions are a little repetitive, but were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm good. I'm so sorry. Do you have the medical records for this?
They're at the hospital.
Okay, so the hospital would have them, no worries. Now, we do require an emergency contact, Dominique, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
My husband.
Okay, and what was your husband's name?
His name is Adrian Williams.
Okay, perfect. Adrian Williams. And then what was
his... And his phone number? 251-264-1474.
Perfect. Now, we do require an email address. Do you have one for him, or do you want me to put yours?
You can put mine.
Okay. No worries. Okay, great. So what I'm going to do now is draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it just allows the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Before I do send this out, did you want this to your email or your text messages?
You can do my text messages.
Okay, I'll make sure to choose text messages on here. Perfect. Before I do submit this as well, do you know what dates you were hospitalized for the meningioma? Was this in 2014?
Yes, it was in 2014.
Okay.
My date of treatment was August 27th.
Okay, August 27th of around 2014. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, so now I am opening up this DocuSign. It will be sent to your text messages. Like I said, right before I do submit it, I want to verify some of the information that's on here, so just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your phone number as 404-784-0588. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Dominique, middle name Elise, Lise, last name Banks, common spelling. I have your address is 115 Cooper Avenue, that's in Pritchard, Alabama, 36613. Lastly, I have, your email address as debanks88@gmail.com. Is all that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So I just sent that. Let me know when you do receive it. It'll say something with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Yes, I see it here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, perfect. And like I said, it'll just have you tap on that link. Just let me know if you have any issues. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Opening now, tapping the link. All right, yes, Carolina Hernandez. Ben Martin Law Group?
Yes, that's
Is
right.
That correct? Okay, it's done.
Okay, I did just receive that on my end. Now, Dominic, I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to be from my direct line. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours just to verify some of the information that we went over. So it should be a very quick call. Besides that, did you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and Happy New Year, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.